Inside KTR. Quick questions, concrete answers.
So, hello and welcome back to our podcast Inside KTR. I hope you are ready for a little trip, because today we are going to visit KTR Finland and meet the KTR colleagues there. As you know, we try to introduce as many of our subsidiaries to you as we can. And today I'm joined by two representatives from Finland. The first one is Jari Kostekivi, Managing Director at KTR Finland. Welcome, Jari.
Thank you.
And my second guest is Henry Heiskanen. Is it right?
Yeah, that's great.
He's working in the sales department at KTR Finland and has been with the company for 13 years. Thank you for joining us as well today, Henry.
Thanks.
Now we want to start with the questions. Jari, you are general manager for KTR Finland. And to start things off, I would like to get to know KTR Finland a little better. Can you tell us about the company? When was it set up? How many people work there and so on?
Yeah, okay. The company was founded, I think, in May 2000. And we are nowadays with 6 employees, including me. And 4 of us are doing sales. One of the sales guys is sitting something like 400 kilometers northeast from Espoo. So he's basically an area sales manager. Then we have Tania, our lady, as a team assistant doing administrative stuff and delivery follow-ups and also a bit logistics and financing in SAP. And then we have also Tommy Sirvio, who is taking care of warehouse, like incoming and outgoing goods. And that's basically the setup. And we have a small stock here in Finland too.
Now on to you as a person, Jari. You joined KTR 11 years ago. How did you get there? What has attracted you to start working there as a general manager?
Well, let's say so that I wasn't attracted to KTR, but I wasn't very happy in my previous job. And during those days, I was already few times in contact with KTR, and then during one telephone call, I just asked one employee of KTR if they would have a job for me. And a month later, I was in interview with the former managing director, and found out that the KTR was actually looking a managing director. And after that first discussion, I think it took something like 1 to 2 months, and I found myself in job interview in Germany, and here I am. But compared to Henry, I'm the junior. I'm only 11 years at KTR, so Henry's the senior.
Yeah, Henry, you have been with KTR Finland even longer than Jari. Could you tell us a little more about your time at KTR? What is your job exactly?
Yeah, I started 2008. And first, when I came in, I started working in the warehouse. And after a couple years, I started moving towards sales. And nowadays I'm a technical salesman, so yeah, we try to find best solution for the customer from technical side, from the pricing side as well. And yeah, we have a large variety of different products, from couplings to coolers and brakes and stuff. So it's whole portfolio to cover.
Mm-hmm. And what about KTR Finland's development since 2008?
Yeah, of course, we have been going forward. We have more employees at the than before. And also, yeah, the products have been developing. And we have also new product lines, like I said, coolers and brakes. Those weren't here when I came in. So, yeah.
So, since we cannot meet all the other colleagues as well, I have another question for you both. Please, Jari, maybe you first. Could you two describe the Finnish KTR team in 3 words? What would you have in mind?
Oh, what should I say? I would say, let's say, stable. With the stable, I mean that we have been with this group, well, according to my opinion, quite a long time together. And there hasn't been that many changes in personnel, in certain way, I would say. And and my personal opinion is that we are more customer oriented probably nowadays. So customer oriented, like we were before. That's my personal opinion. And certain way I would describe versatile because, we have a different kind of knowledges. I mean, about product, about let's say the system, and about the let's say job. So it's everyone has its own speciality or slot in the organization, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And Henry, the Finnish KTR team in three words. Which are yours?
I think I would say loyal. We have long careers, like myself, 13 years. Ari has been around for 20 years. So, yeah. I'd go also with customer orientation. That's how we work. Third, fun. We have had lots of fun during 3 years. So I think that's
important.
Yeah, really important. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much. We got another question for both of you. What is a project that you remember that was really remarkable to you? Maybe because it was such a huge product or because the application was special. Is there any story like that you could like to share, Jari?
I could actually mention a couple of things, but I think the big polynom M-size couplings are the one that probably the Germany knows best also about Finland, because I would think that without us there wouldn't be that kind of a product in our product portfolio at the moment. And we started with the products in Finland at first, and as far as I know we have been selling also already in China. Couple of nice projects and also some smaller things in USA.
Mm-hmm. And Henry, a project that you especially have in mind when you...
Maybe not any product, but maybe SAP would be a big change for us. We integrated to SAP 2 years ago, I guess. So it was a big step for us forward. Of course, we were a bit scared in first place because it's has a quite a reputation. And some of the customers also were a bit felt sorry for us to step in the world of SAP. But actually, it turned out to be probably the best thing to happen. And it has made our lives really, really much easier than it was before. So, yeah.
Yeah, can imagine. Yeah. Jari, Finland is a rather small country and KTR already has quite some other subsidiaries in Scandinavia. Why does KTR even need a Finnish subsidiary?
probably the Germans would be the best ones to answer that question, I would say. But I think one issue that comes to my mind is the language, probably some kind of a language barrier. Quite a few Finnish people can talk English nowadays quite good, but still the customers prefer to have their own, let's say, native language when they get some kind of a service. And I would say that without us, the business wouldn't be that good here in Finland for KTR if that would be a direct business from Germany.
Mm-hmm. As you know, we try to answer as many questions as possible in up to 20 minutes. And I would like to thank you for all your exciting questions that you have sent us via email to socialmedia@ktr.com. Please continue to do so and follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook or Instagram so you don't miss out on the news on our podcast. And the next question we received is for you, Henry. Thinking about the future, What are trends or developments you see for the Finnish society or for KTR Finland that are going to come up in the next years?
At least application-wise, we are going to towards some more electrical drives and hybrid drives and stuff like that. So I think we need to be prepared on that. Mm-hmm. Also, I think sustainability is a big thing towards in the future. It's now already, but it's more and more in the future. So we need to be thinking about that as well.
Jari, would you like to add something to that? Anything?
Actually, no. I think that what we see in certain trend here in Finland at the moment, so cannot say anything to that, because we also have quite a few companies that are very strong in mining business, but mining is mining basically, and that's it. So I think the electrification is the one that's going to be a future thing.
Mm-hmm. And the last question for today already is something rather less serious. So Finnish is a very special language, Jari, you told us, and I don't think that so many people outside of your country really use it a lot. What would be a Finnish word you think everyone should know, and why, Jari? Teach us a Finnish.
I don't know if there is any certain let's say word that everyone should know, but of course there are let's say like thank you in Finnish and so on, but of course there is a lot of these we have certain type of special words which are very hard to pronounce for the foreigners. And
do you have an example?
I would say yöötökkä.
Yöötök?
Okay.
What does it mean?
Yes, that's like a dialect word for buck that lives in the night in, let's say, like in the forest or so.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Okay. And Henry, do you have a word for us, a Finnish word that we or everyone should know?
I don't know. But everyone should know this, but maybe alamölö.
Alamölö?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means like some kind of a noise, nonsense noise or whatever. So something like that. Yeah. So,
it was fun. Many thanks to you, Jari and Henry, for joining me today and introducing the Finnish KTR team. And of course, many thanks to you out there for watching and listening to Inside KTR. Hope to see you next time, and all the best. Take care and bye. Bye to Finland.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.